Finally. Sorry about that, brother.
Oh, it's all good, man. Busy is a good
thing. Oh, my God. No, not today. I'm about to lose my ever-loving mind.
Well, that's what...
Dealing with my children's mother, and she just put in on in January for child support to start coming out of my paycheck now, as opposed to me just Venmoing her, like I have been doing for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it until beginning of February, and the state had the wrong date that I had paid her via Venmo through, so they put my account into arrears and were charging me freaking extra for six weeks to pay back what they thought that I still owed her. And now she's all being like, whoa, we got to get documentation from them. And shut up, I'm not answering that call. He's all like, we got to get documentation from them. I'm not taking your word for anything because you didn't pay me 2 years ago for this, that, or the other thing. And I'm just like, oh, okay. So now I need to get in touch with social services, which are open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., which I'm in Rochester from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m., so she's just a peach, as usual. But anyways.
Yikes. Well,
yeah.
Slightly good news to maybe help out.
Okay.
Friday.
Yeah, what's happening?
I am one step closer to getting pre-approved.
Cool.
I just need to they got freaking 8 more requests that I need to do. Most of it is on my end.
Of course.
I have to do some explaining with some of my books, which is fine. It's just documentation. But I need two things from you. I need...
Okay.
I need to figure out what amount of quote-unquote rent I'm going to be charging.
On top of the regular monthly payment, right?
Yes. So, like, let's say, just for even numbers, you know, if the mortgage is X amount, they don't care about that. They want to know how much I'm charging. Because I told them this is for lack of a better word, this is a rental income property. It's not,
I'm not moving
into this because then it skews my debt to income. So they want
to know how
much the rent is going to be to then be able to apply against my debt. So I need that number from you in writing.
That's the number that you asked for us to come up with what we would be comfortable with. So I have done a little bit of digging on that, and I, you know, from me to you, I wanted to ask you what, because, I mean, I was looking up what the standard is for New York State in terms of the percentage of what the mortgage is for what, you know, a landlord basically makes. And from what everything tells me, it's between 5 to 10%. So say we say the mortgage is $1,600 a month. The quote-unquote high end of that would be $160 a month. I get that you're asking what we're comfortable with, and we could make whatever work because I'm working on getting some side extra income going on right now anyways. But
okay.
I guess I'd like some... Just between me and you, feedback about what type of dollar amount would be worth it to you for your time in terms of not necessarily even a percentage, but does that jive with what you make or what you charge for your other properties?
Yeah.
Is that correct? That it's usually between 5 to 10% of what the monthly mortgage is.
So for me, for a rental, I won't enter, the math doesn't math for me unless I make at least $350 per door.
Oh, okay. So that number that I pulled was definitely off and way too low from wherever I got that information.
But it's a little more complicated than that
Your number includes all sorts of things, like property maintenance and taxes and all this and that.
I'm a landlord, so, you know, at $350 a door, that gives me a little bit of breathing room in case a furnace goes. I pay for snow removal. I pay for landscaping. You know, there's a lot of things that go into that. So that $350 a door, I'm not pocketing more often than not, you know. And really, some of my properties are more than $350 a door, you know. $350 is like the bare minimum for me. If you want to meet in the middle on something like that, because Like I said, it's that 350 number is a little bit more complicated. It's not as cut and dry as like, hey, it's got to be this and that's it.
I guess that's what I wanted to get, you know, talk with you, you know, plain Jane about, as far as all things being considered. I want you to be able to make some money on this because you're significantly helping us out, and B, also take into consideration that we're paying, or we will be paying, a lot of the the onus won't be on you, despite the fact that you're a property owner for however long that winds up being. Yeah. We'll be taking care of the majority of XYZ other costs. So I just wanted some, I get, and I appreciate that you were saying to give me a number that we're comfortable paying, but, you know, as my friend, I want you to be completely honest as to what type of number you think would be, give us some idea of it. I'm not going to freak out or complain or whatever about it. I want to know, because that's obviously an important part of doing this way, and I want to make it fair for everybody, but especially you.
Because it also affects, you know, if I'm looking at a different property in another couple months, this will now be on my, this will now be against me. You know what I mean?
So
it needs to show enough there where it's not a huge detriment. Yes, it's additional debt, but it's not a, it's not a money sink either.
So, correct. Right.
I think if we met in the middle on those two numbers, you're at like 160, I'm at 350. If you want to call it 250, I'd be comfortable with that. If you guys are good with that, you know, so if the rent, or I'm sorry, if the mortgage is 1500, 1750 rent.
Okay. Okay, and obviously that total, now, do you want to just go with 250 as a number regardless of what the mortgage ends up being? Because it's not going to be crazy too far on either side of 1500, I would imagine.
I think I'm good with that number, regardless of percentage, throw that out the window. 250 is a good number for me. If 250 is a good number for you guys, I'm good with that. You know, handshake, we're good to go.
Awesome. Okay, very good. I will, I'll chat with Megan about that, but at this point, it's going to be a situation where we're going to do whatever we need to do to make this work, because we just want this property to get to where it's not going to go anywhere other than to you, me, / us, and then, you know, as soon as we're in shape to finance it and get it, you know, from you, out of your name into ours, you know, the better, so that, you know, you don't have this, you know, property hanging on you as something that your bank is going to look at in the future when you go to buy more properties, and then we obviously have the house in review. So, okay, well, I really appreciate you being candid on that, because that's extremely helpful, and I will,
okay.
I'll let Megan know about that. You know, we can make it happen. Basically, just to tell you, there's one of my customers for my company that I work for is an agency. It's international. It's called BioLife Plasma Services. Because that's finally regulated to the point where plasma donation places can give people a direct, they can pay you for your donation. Okay. And this one place that's my customer, my contact there was their IT guy. He's from Minnesota, but he came out when we were building out this one office near my office in Gates. And he goes, hey, you guys should sign up for this. Like, he goes, the limitations aren't very strict, and you can make almost $1,000 a month doing this if you give, like, every 2 to 3 days. I'm like, holy fuck, hell yeah. And so I went in, waited for 3 hours to finally get in with a pre-interview nurse or whatever. She's like, what medications are you taking? And I'm taking a supplement right now for various things, but one of the ingredients is L-arginine. It's an amino acid. And as an amino acid, that's something that, despite, you know, the spinning and separating of plasma from whole blood, that stays in plasma, and it's on the no-no list. So I'm working on getting that changed. But either way, once I get that changed and I no longer have that in my system, I'm going to start donating plasma, and that's going to let us breathe a little bit easier for monthly bills and such. So.
Nice. Good.
So, yeah, I say all that as a long-winded way of saying that should work just fine. You know, especially to, you know, make sure that it's worth it for you, and to help out, make sure that your books aren't skewed, and all the other things, everything all inclusive and included in the conversation. So
Okay. good. Well, I will do the additional stuff that I need to do on my end, and I'll send her that number, and we should be good to go.
Sounds good, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
Talk to you later, man. You got it. Bye.